getting on my last damn nerves. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up. Suddenly, we're unethical because we're telling you how your comments came across. One of your asses in France. You can't deal with the heat here in America and justify the way that you've acted since you got bounced out of the playoffs. Nobody's done anything to you, Jaylen Brown.
Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Lair. Christian Arcand.
Hey, what's up?
What is happening, man?
Not too much.
He's going to be joining us for the rest of the show.
Yes.
And what has ended up becoming a fairly nice day out here. This is it looked like it was going to be absolute poop soup for a while, but the sun has come out.
Looks like a decent weekend, mid-70s all weekend here in the city.
Not bad. Good day to see the Red Sox. Oh, do it once again to those Yankees. The rivalry is alive. Ford Clubhouse, Fenway Studio. That's where we're broadcasting. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. And employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball in that dirty water. I do love this whole Stephen A. Smith, Jaylen Brown thing, because Jaylen Brown thinks he's really getting to Stephen A. Smith. And every time Jaylen Brown, one of the biggest players in the NBA, talks about him, Stephen A. like, hell yeah, you are validating me, baby. Let's give me some clicks. Let's go some clicks. And you know what? Real quick, play the Shannon Sharp clip if you don't mind. Shannon Sharp, who I love. I think Shannon Sharp is very good.
You mean Shannon Dull?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So apparently,
boom!
Some guy called it earlier because I guess in his headset he heard Jackson or something editing this clip. And we had no idea what he was talking about. Like, Shannon Dull. And then I was like, oh, I get it. But Shannon Sharp said this about this whole Jaylen Brown situation.
Why is he upset at the people talking about it? You need to go have that organ talk with Brad Stevens. You can't get mad because we cover it. The problem is Stephen A. is low-hanging fruit. You're letting the organization that keep putting your name in the trade discussions. They didn't say they would trade Jason Tatum for John Giannis. They didn't try to engage Minnesota with Jason Tatum. All these trades, if you go back and study Boston over the last 5-6 years, any time a trade has come available, whose name has been the first and foremost?
Yeah, his.
Jaylen Brown. Never Jason Tatum. I just think his frustrations is pointing in the wrong direction. If your organization keep putting you in trade discussions, why are you mad that we're talking about it and not mad at them for putting your ass in the trade discussion?
And by the way, you know how I said that Jaylen Brown has made himself the story with the whole it's been my favorite season and Jason Tatum? I just looked up on the screen, and what did you just see? What did everyone just see on ESPN right there?
Yeah. I missed it.
It's Sean saying Jaylen Brown, quote unquote, favorite season, and he's in trade discussion.
It's literally written on the screen.
Stephen A.
It was a second ago.
Stephen A, Stephen B, Stephen C.
I don't know how that's an insult. That was a really weird thing for Jaylen Brown to say. But yeah, I mean, why don't he came out? He keeps doubling down, tripling down, didn't he say quadrupling down on this being his favorite season? And of course, Jason Tatum has not said anything, even though it seems like a direct shot to him. But what we do know is that it is apparent, and according to all the people who are the insiders, is that Jaylen Brown was offered up for Giannis. And of course, the Bucks did not accept that offer. Giannis is now going to Miami, where I guess the big rumor is that LeBron is going to meet them down there, which, by the way,
really? Oh, I had not heard that.
Perfect
wow.
team.
Really?
Perfect team for LeBron to go to. If LeBron goes there, it's a whole different story. That's a really good team. Really good team.
I still don't think they're serious contenders, but it makes them all the more star power interesting.
Ooh, LeBron, Giannis, and Bam? That's a good team.
But it's 42-year-old LeBron. I mean, it's not...
It's a good front court. I don't know if it's a good team.
You got a good leader.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that much.
Do you?
Hey. I'll tune in. That's what Miami wants, right?
He leads his way right out of wherever he just was. That's all he does.
No question. But we went from Brad Stevens offering up Jaylen Brown to get Giannis, arguably one of the best players in the league. He might be old, but he is one of the best. I mean, I would say that, would you put him in the top 10? If not the top 10, top 15. There's not even a question.
Sure.
One of the best big men out there. And now it's come to this. Play this clip from Shams, if you don't mind.
My understanding is in some cases the Celtics have asked teams for at least 4 first-round picks for Jaylen Brown. He's got 3 years left on his contract at a supermax clip. So where does that put him as far as his value? And if this is a Boston team that's been contending in the Eastern Conference and their potential ask for some teams is a package of picks and players, how have they reimagined this roster moving forward, their finances, their viability as a contender in the Eastern Conference? But I do think as of right now, time will tell which side will bring the urgency to this matter this offseason.
You're going to trade Jaylen Brown for 4 first-round picks? While Jason Tatum is in his effing prime? What are you doing, Brad Stevens? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? You're going to start all over? You're going to say, get rid of this guy. We can build this whole team up. Jason Tatum is as good as he'll ever be right now.
Right.
Why are you doing this? It's just something happened, man. He really pissed you off, didn't he, Brad? Like, he really pissed you off. There's something going on behind the scenes. Because now it just seems like it's like a kid at Toys R Us, and Toys R Us is about to shut down, and the toy that he wanted is gone. So it's like, they don't have Transformers, so I'll get a GoBot, a crap ripoff of what Transformer, the one that never took off. And you're gonna get as many GoBots as you can, but none of the GoBots can be as cool as your major Transformer. None of them are as cool as Optimus Prime. But you gotta spend your money. This sucks. If this is what he's doing, because you know what he should be doing, he should be going, okay, struck out. Didn't do it. I'm going to do everything I can to keep Jaylen around. Let's see if we can figure something out. Maybe try to get some big men around him. It's not the greatest solution, but you know what? You shot your shot. You went for Giannis. You went for it. But now 4 first-round picks?
It's shocking. It's a wake-up shock, and you're totally right, Rich, everything you say, and it makes this year another gap year. You had a gap year, which they mocked last year. If you do that, it's the slingshot. And your best hope as a Celtics fan is you take some of those picks next year and turn them into some better players, you know. But it's pieces. You're training Jaylen for pieces.
This
and parts.
This scares me about so many more, like so many different things. One, that this says something about ownership for the first time. It's also that they obviously are not about spending money to win. This is like, there's no question that they're trying to go into a different direction. They're trying to steer Brad Stevens in another direction. And the other part is, Brad Stevens out of the balls to stand up to that? To go, you realize this is a bad idea. We have one of the best players in the entire league on this team in his prime, and you want to try to launch this all over again?
Well, again, I go back to yesterday. Tatum has to be involved in this. They would have asked Tatum, if you're okay with us trading Jaylen for Giannis. He signed off on it, and now Brad may not have the power. It's probably so far gone, and Tatum wants him out. Tatum's driving this. I have to jump to that conclusion. Otherwise, why would Brad do this?
If they go for four, if they trade him for 4 first-round picks, then all faith that I have in this organization is gone. In ownership, it's gone. In Brad Stevens having the spine to stand up to ownership, if that's what it is, or if this is Brad Stevens' idea in the first place. Man, unless there's some story that comes out that just says that Jaylen Brown absolutely like went to them and said, there's no way I'm going to play. You get me off this team. You shoot me. He shot his way out of town. But even then, you don't do it for 4 first-round picks and build all over again. God, that pisses me off.
Didn't Jeff Goodman just tell us, too, the next 2 drafts are going to be terrible?
Yes.
There's not going to be any good prospects?
Exactly.
So we're going to do the Milwaukee thing like 5 years down the road? There's only 4 more years left on Tatum's contract. You know, you can extend them, I guess, but like, why would he want to be extended when it's a rebuild with first-round picks?
God, they effed up. Let's go to line 2. Kelly, what's happening? How are you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Just real quick, you mentioned a minute ago about, you know, now being the worst time to try to rebuild because Tatum is in his prime. I don't want to be, like, you know, real depressing here, but we hope he's in his prime. Right. That's yet to be determined. He came back from that injury. He looked good for a little bit, and then they shut him down. So we'll see, but he could be damaged goods. I hope not, but he could be.
Well Kelly, you bring up an interesting point. Is that, do you think that the Celtics know something about Jason Tatum's health? And maybe that's a reason that they might be pivoting towards trying to launch all over again? Because if that's the case, then that should scare the crap out of you, too. I almost swore.
Oh, man, I hope not. And if it is, then you definitely don't want to get rid of Jaylen Brown. He'd be the only big piece you have left. So, no, yeah, I'm hoping JT's okay. I'm just saying he might have been in his prime 5 minutes ago. That's my correction.
Yeah, well thank you, Kelly. I appreciate your call. There's a lot of teams that you hear are interested in making some sort of deal with the Celtics. One of them is Detroit, and there's Jalen Duren who's out there. And once again,
this actually got me excited this morning when the news of this possibly being came. Really? Yeah, because, I mean, it's at least somebody that's an all-star. And now, granted, he was bad in the playoffs. But it's somebody that makes some sense, finally, for the first time. Don't you agree? Like, okay, yeah. You can work with Jalen Duren as a trade return for Jalen Brown.
Still pennies on the dollar. You're not
better than
the
four first-round picks.
Yes. Well, I mean,
I'd take him over Mobley, too. I think that's probably one of the best options you've heard so far.
Correct.
Anyone's actually brought up.
Well, on with us in 2 minutes. We have Mark Ryan from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. He knows a little bit about Jalen Duren and has some, you know, has some thoughts on what's been going on between the Celtics and Detroit. I can't stand that we're in this place right now. Like, this is awful. Like, if you're going to lose, because Jalen Brown's going to end up having like a, I've never been more convinced of anything. Jalen Brown's going to get traded and he's going to have like an unbelievable year. He's going to have the best year of his career.
Which makes it you scared to trade him to Detroit, quite frankly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. All that talk yesterday about trading him to the Cavs. Like, I don't want the Cavs to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything's bad. Like, everything's really bad right now. And that old thing, I didn't even think about the Jason Tatum thing. Like, maybe they're doing this because they realize Jason Tatum's injury is worse than anyone's letting it on to.
But we saw him last year. Like, granted, he tapped out of Game 7, but he played pretty well for a stretch there.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just
got glimpses.
It would be one of the only things that could help explain why they would trade Jalen Brown for four first-round picks. All right. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes. We'll be back. Rich Shirtlieb, Ken Laird, and Christian Arcan here in studio. We're down at Fenway right now. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. Press that little microphone button. Leave us a message. We play them later on the 5 o'clock hour. When Shams came out with that report today that the Celtics were looking for four first-round picks, that just pissed me off. I mean, there's, and for many different reasons, that through the commercial break, I was actually thinking about five other reasons why it's the worst idea in the world. But there was one report that came out that was at least interesting. It wasn't, boy, it's amazing how we're like talking ourselves into some of these trades now when you had Giannis on the brain and now all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe this person will work, maybe this one.
What's plan B?
Right. But I do like Jalen Duren. I do. And there is a report that has come out that the Pistons and the Celtics have been talking about a potential deal. And I wanted to get on Mark Ryan from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And Mark is obviously someone, he has done Pistons pre and post game. He has covered the Pistons, knows a lot about Jalen and Jalen's value. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
To be on with you, I know Ted is out today, my former colleague in Houston, man. And the big question we all need to answer is, which one of the teams we cover is going to unseat the Knicks next year?
Well, we shall see. By the way, so you worked with Ted down in Houston?
I did. Sports Radio 610 in Houston back in the day. I just found out that he's not here today. Christian, nothing against you, my man, but I was looking forward to teaming up with Ted Johnson once again.
Everyone's disappointed when it's me. It's not just you.
Tell us something we don't know about Ted from back in the day. Like, give us a nugget we can use.
You know what, man? You know what blew me away about Ted is that, like, he was the most well-put-together, handsome, strapping, but you get him in a guy's environment, man, and he would absolutely let it rip. And it was just like, Ted, I didn't know you had that in you, my man.
yeah. Ted is definitely the best dressed of all of us.
Oh yeah,
like he comes in here wearing like Johnny O button ups and stuff like that. And by the way, it looks like he could flex at any moment, and the thing would just like, rip off of him like the Hulk. Yes, you're absolutely right. He definitely is the most put together, no question.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a roast of our general manager. And again, that was the moment where it was like, you know, where did this come from? Like, where did all this vulgarity come from? Where did it arise? And then you realize that the football Ted Johnson was coming out slowly but surely. But glad he's up there with you guys, rocking it out and doing well.
Yeah, he's been doing great. So, Mark, this is an interesting situation that the Celtics are in right now. I mean, they've really kind of messed up putting it so publicly, Jalen, in this trade. They, you know, they shot their shot. They went for Giannis. It didn't work. And now it seems like Brad Stevens is hell-bent on trading Jalen Brown, who is an amazing player. He runs his mouth a little bit, but, you know, we can't let that cloud just how great a guy this is. I mean, he was in discussions for MVP last season, but now it's looking like Jalen Duren, there is at least something that was thrown out there, whether or not the Pistons and the Celtics have been talking. What do you think about that trade that has kind of been bandied about Jalen Duren for Jalen Brown?
Where do I run to turn that trade in, please? Where do I go?
Yep.
How it's going to take me shorter time than it is for this interview to end for me to turn that card in, quite honestly. You know, it is very interesting. So much is leaking these days. The confidence within those war rooms. there are defectors seemingly on all sides. But you're right. How many times can you put Jaylen Brown's name into circulation without him feeling like, okay, I'm not really wanted here? And it was fascinating to see. I thought Boston's offer for Giannis actually significantly bested Miami's.
No question.
I was actually incredibly surprised that was the offer Milwaukee took there. And I actually, knowing that Boston needed rim protection, I actually floated this offseason a Derek White for Isaiah Stewart and picks trade idea, knowing that White would, I thought, be the odd man out in Boston, and knowing that the Pistons needed to clear their logjam in the front court. But I digress. It seems Brown, not White, is the odd man out there.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, how, you know, now that there's been all this talk about, you know, Jaylen, I think it's the fourth time. This is like the fourth legitimate time that his name has publicly been brought up in trades. And I'm sure there's been several more that we just don't know about. But, I mean, there was Anthony Davis back in the day. There was Kevin Durant when the Celtics went for that. Like, Jaylen was always that guy. But this one does seem different, doesn't it? This one seems so much more public. And with his comments, too, about, you know, this being his favorite season when Jason Tatum wasn't there, it just seems like Brad's done with him at this point.
Yeah, and that is concerning from a Detroit standpoint, too, because, you know, if he wants to run his own team, Milwaukee was the place for him to go.
Yep.
Boston is always going to be Tatum's team. Detroit is always going to be Cade's team.
Yeah.
JB is destined always to be a Robin unless he wants to go to a place like Memphis. And maybe that's where he ends up going. Maybe he's got the Kyrie Irving ego problem there. But knowing what Detroit needs and knowing how Jalen Duren absolutely went MIA in the postseason. By the way, he's on the milk carton. If you guys have seen him, please contact your local authorities. We're worried about his well-being. But he went from 19 points and 10 boards to 10 points and 9.5 rebounds. That's the downside. The upside is 22, chiseled from granite, body of a Greek god, tons of athleticism, tons of upside, but still incredibly disappointing that he shrunk the way that he did against elite competition.
So, Mark, do you think they will move him? And what is the excuse? What happened to Jaylen Duren in the playoffs? Why the fall off?
Exactly right. I mean, look, Orlando, it was, well, they have the bodies and Wendell Carter and so on and so forth, and they can rotate bigs at him to give him problems. But that wasn't supposed to be the issue against Cleveland. Cleveland is scrawny with a capital S in the center, and Duren was supposed to have his way with those guys. It didn't at all. And then something the NBA needs to solve. All right, explain to me how and why you make an all-NBA team and it hurts your team, right? You go from 25% of the salary cap to 30% of the salary cap. That bonus shouldn't count against individual teams. You shouldn't be penalized for your player earning an all-NBA honor. But be that as it may, Jaylen Duren is now saying, look, the Lakers just gave Austin Reeves the max. I made an all-NBA team. I'm due 50-plus. The Pistons are coming in the 30s, and the Pistons are coming in the 30s because that's the level of contract that he merits right now. You don't pay for the second most dangerous P-word, potential. You do not pay for potential. You pay for production, and that was largely absent. You can hope and dream, and perhaps he develops, but at this particular juncture, Jaylen Duren doesn't even have a go-to move, and he's getting by on his God-given gifts.
Well, I think one thing we've learned from these playoffs is that age is way more a factor than, I mean, you look at the Spurs. They just, youth caused them so many issues. The dumb mistakes they made, you know, and like not being on that big stage enough. It's never been more apparent how you have to be a little seasoned in order to be a success in the postseason. I don't think it's always been that way, but now it seems like more than ever, it's been more blatant.
Well, no doubt about it. And boy, did the Knicks ever get the perfect matchup for them. I don't think they would have beaten Oklahoma City. They beat San Antonio the one way they could. But I'd like to turn the question to you guys, if I may, because I'm on the air this evening on 97.1 in Detroit. Would you accept that trade at this point?
Jalen Duren
sign and trade for Jaylen Brown.
And I like Jalen Duren a lot, but I mean, all we've been seeing since the Giannis trade is a pennies on the dollar a return for Jaylen Brown. And it's really frustrating. I mean, you get it for a guy like Giannis, but I mean, Jaylen Brown was, as I was saying, I mean, the guy was in the conversation for MVP. He's one of the better players in the league. And what are we doing talking about Evan Mobley, you know, Jaylen Durant? These are all good players. They're not Jaylen Brown. And so, no, we're all frustrated as hell. I absolutely despise the Shams report that Brad could trade him for 4 first-round picks. Like, that's insanity. If he does that, then that changes everyone's impression of not only Brad Stevens, but ownership and the new ownership and what they're planning on doing. So, yeah, no, we are not happy at all, Mark, with that. No, not at all.
Well, it's interesting because Desmond Bane went for 4 first-round picks and Bridges to New York went for 5. By that count, Jaylen Brown should go for 10, right?
right. It does seem like they're getting a little screwed. And apparently the next couple of drafts stink from what I've heard. Like, I guess like the next 2 years, there's nothing special. We had, was it Jeff Goodman on before? Yeah. And he knows more about college basketball and all that than I do. And he was just like, yeah, don't expect anything great over the next 2 seasons. So that got me excited, too, when I heard about the 4 first-round picks.
No doubt about that. And I would say that, you know, there is nothing on the Pistons roster, short of Cade Cunningham, that Boston should move Jaylen Brown for, right? But you reach a point where, you know, look, the damaged goods are and the relationships are burned to such a point that Brad Stevens might look at it like addition by subtraction just to move on, just to start fresh. But I'm going to tell you, Detroiters would be dancing in the streets. I mean, Detroit might even throw in a couple first-round picks to make that deal happen. This city is used to having to extract more out of less, used to getting a Buka Okorie in the draft, Isaiah Joe via trade, and just having to make use out of that and a Duncan Robinson. Stars don't call Detroit home, but a star would if this trade could come down the pike.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Ryan, 97.1, the ticket in Detroit. Good buddy of our friend Ted Johnson. It's great talking to you, man. We'll check in with you real soon.
Listen to you guys all the time. Have a great one.
All right. See you, buddy. Thanks. All right. We have to break, but there's some more stuff coming. By the way, there's some people who are just as pissed off as I am about this. I mean, that 4 first-round picks. What the F are we doing? All right. We'll take your calls next. It is 93.7 WEEI, and Rich, Ken, Christian Arcand, and we are broadcasting from Fenway right now where the weather's actually nice. You might end up getting a good one in here. And maybe they'll do it again to the Yankees. Oh, yes, restoke the rivalry. The Yankee suck thing was a little lame last night, I have to admit. Hey, you know what? Then again, let them feel good for a moment.
Yeah, right.
Just for one moment.
Give us one night.
One night. Michael Kay was like, "Yo, look at the standings." Like, trust me, we're not fooling ourselves. None of us think this team's good. But we are at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, and that dirty water. And you can call us right now at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim on line 2. What's up, Tim?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up,
I'm
buddy?
I'm back here. Brown, man, I don't see why they want to trade him, because you know what? All these teams want him, but they don't want to pay for him now because of all this mumble jumble going around, trade talk. You know what? If they don't, I want Brad Stevens to go get that big and keep this dream alive, because if he doesn't, we're going to get all this young talent, and then we're going to be looking like the Red Sox front office, man. 4 or 5 years of mumbo jumbo. That's what we got.
Well,
want the mumbo jumbo.
No, you do not want the mumbo jumbo. It's so funny because I was just, I mean, the 4 picks thing really pisses me off because, first of all, I think that Mark, who we had on from Detroit a minute ago, made a great point. Like, there's worse players who have gotten more first-round picks than what they're offering Jaylen Brown.
Totally.
4 picks do not equal 1 Jaylen Brown. Also, those picks probably won't be good, as we were saying. The next 2 drafts are apparently very bad. It delays winning by years. Why are you doing this when Jason Tatum is at the peak of his powers, or as he should be? If he comes back healthy, he's the perfect age. He's going to be good for about 2-3 more years, at least in his prime. and why you would possibly want to start all over is absolutely insane.
Well, the only explanation there would be you flip those four for another Desmond Bane or Mikal Bridges on some other team, right? So it's they are assets, but it's a great point. If they're not worth anything, if the next drafts aren't any good,
yeah,
why not just do that in the first place?
Right.
You know, like, why'd they go after Giannis for?
I know.
That's what they wanted to do.
Also, yeah. you already know that Brown works. I mean, they need pieces. They do. But, I mean, Brown's better than anything we've heard so far. To me, it's just like you're almost certainly, it seems like they're wanting to get rid of him. I'm trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. Why this is not like the other situations where they can just say, Jalen, you know what? Let's just go back out there. We're going to try to get you guys some help, try to get you a big man or two. And, you know, kind of like we did when we brought in Porzingis and we brought in Drew Holiday. We'll see if we can put some complimentary parts, build a championship team that way, because now they are, it seems, dead set in getting rid of him.
I'm not sure it's happening behind the scenes, Rich. I think it's happening right out in front of us.
But that's the
Jalen Brown's part. Talking, Brad's talking, like, you can tell there's a disconnect. Like, I don't, whatever's happening behind the scenes, they both said that they've talked, right? Brad said that. He said that they've had conversations together. So maybe they have. I don't know. But it does seem like whatever problems are being aired are being aired right in front of us.
And it is strange because yesterday, Jalen Brown had put out on social media that he was going to do a Twitch stream at 4 o'clock yesterday or 5 o'clock.
Broke that news with Whale, by the way, the rapper.
That's right. Whale the rapper.
Whale canceled.
He was going to be with Whale. Otherwise known as Wale.
By the way, a little bit of breaking news. Jalen Brown has just tweeted that he will be going live on his Twitch stream at 5 p.m. Jeez. Eastern, so he's going to be talking again. He, along with Wale and Smoove.
How am I supposed to believe
I'm not familiar with. So,
Wale?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wale. Yeah, who's actually playing across the street here from Fenway Park.
That shows you how old and white I am.
It's a rapper, so, Ken.
Yes, the rapper. Yes, Wale. But he canceled and ended up not doing it. He just
like KG.
Just like when he put out there, hey, I'm doing a stream with KG tonight, and then nothing ended up happening.
Now, where did you see this, Ken? Because I checked his Twitter, and unless he, deleted it, I don't see it.
Terpin subtweeted it. So, this was Tier 1 Terp was the one who alerted me to this.
He may have deleted it.
Maybe he did.
That may be the case. So, who knows if, you know, he ended up getting a call from somebody saying, you don't need to be running your mouth right now. We don't need any more of this. It's bad enough. You've picked a fight with Stephen A. Smith, and now Stephen A. Smith's picking a fight with you. Enough, you know, if you want your way one way or the other to stay with the Celtics, or you want out and you want our help doing it, maybe you just shut your mouth. Maybe you don't say anything right now. It's been tough enough for us to have to deal with the fallout. And that also makes the silence from Jason Tatum more deafening, because Jason Tatum could end all of this. It's my favorite season. The whole impression that all of these talking heads are saying that there's, you know, some sort of tension between them both. Jason Tatum, all he needs to do is put something on social media. It takes 2 seconds. And all he has to say is, I love my brother, or, you know, JB is my butt, you know, for life, or a picture of the two of them hugging on a court or something like that. And that would squash it. That would crush any argument that Stephen A. Smith has, you know, because he's like even calling him out saying, how come Tatum's never on your stream, man? He never shows up. Even though Jalen Brown has said Tatum was going to be on there, he's not been on there. But, man, it's weird that we're at this point, because it does sound like one side or the other just doesn't want them here anymore.
All Jalen Brown had to do was not say over and over and over again that the season without Tatum was his favorite season. So, like, if I'm Tatum, what's my incentive to do it? You know, like, he's made his point, and he's made it over and over and over again. Why do I have to bail him out? You know, like, that's if I'm Tatum, that's how I look at it.
So, Justin Turpin ended up retweeting yesterday.
It does look like it was taken down. So, Jalen Brown, whoever handles his Twitch stream, deleted that post at some point. So.
Okay. Well, yeah.
He'll talk. But, you know, I think Stiz had pointed this out on our prep. Did somebody get to Jalen to not speak on that stream last night? Like, is it possible Brad reached out and was like, hey, let's try to put that toothpaste back in the tube. Let's talk, you know?
The old I heard that. Once again, everyone's using that term. Oh, don't get the toothpaste out of the tube.
The train has left the station, but.
You can't unbreak the ice.
That's the best thing Jalen Brown's done since the Philly series was not do that stream last night.
Yeah,
well, sure.
It's not the best thing he's done.
Well, listen, you can't undo the sex change.
I think you can, actually.
Yeah.
Can't get the fart back in your butt.
Rich,
you can't unhear your parents having sex.
Where are you at with odds, Rich? Because me and you...
parents having sex is where he's at right now.
There's such a can on here, your parents having sex.
That's no, because I'm so curious. Like, because I still believe he's a Celtic.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think that, but literally every insider is saying no. I mean, you know, very manly Windhorse is out there saying that he's going to get traded. He said he's going to get traded.
Right.
And the fact that Shams came out, which, by the way, Shams is number one, right? Shams is the most inside of the insiders. Can we agree?
Since Woj hung it up.
Since Woj is gone, Shams is there. And he said that they're trying to trade him for picks. For picks.
And he's getting that from other teams, right? That's not coming to the Celtics. I would doubt it. So he's talked to other teams that are like, you can't believe what they're asking us for here.
No.
You know?
I mean, you know, you can't unstep on the rake.
He's going to get traded.
He's going to get traded. You can't unkiss your cousin? Let's go to Joe on line three. Joe, what's up?
How are you doing?
Joe. What's up, man?
Hey, Joe.
Well, you guys got to relax. Jaylen Brown is not going anywhere.
Okay.
Come beginning of the season, he will be right there next to Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
he's not going to trade him for four picks.
Listen, I hope not. Joe, you and I are on the same page. That would if Brad Stevens traded him for four picks, would you say that's one of the dumbest moves in recent Boston sports history?
If he did that, he should be fired.
Thank you, Joe.
I agree, Joe.
Maybe it's a big ESPN conspiracy. Maybe not just Stephen A's lashing back at Jaylen Brown. Now he's gotten Wendy and Shams in it, and they're just making false reports.
That is something that's out there.
Stephen A. Syndicate.
Yeah, it could be.
That's right. They're all out to get him. They're all out to get
him. By the way, somebody from France has a hat trick in 30 minutes. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, and I won't try after a whale yesterday, but this seems like actually action at Gillette Stadium.
Okay, so these are the games I never end up watching. Like, the games I end up watching are the ones that are 0-0 or 0-1, and I'm like, everything about the World Cup's been amazing except for the matches themselves. And then all of a sudden, the one I can't watch because, you know, we're working, it's action-packed. It's like 3-1.
Ousmane Dembele has 3 goals.
All right, so, Ousmane, way to go. I don't think Norway's even trying, right? They don't have to try.
That's what you told me, which is disappointing.
I don't know if that's true. Well, listen, you can't unshave your chest. All right, 617-77.
The parents' sex one actually is the most accurate. That one visually hits home the most.
That's right.
Because we've all had
it. Does it ever.
Yeah, there's no, you can't unhear your parents having sex. We know that. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back. Oh, no! Talk about, you know what? Robert Plant... I feel so bad for the guy because he obviously can't sing anymore. And he does this like thing with Alison Krauss now, which is basically where he whispers. His job is just a whisper.
ASMR plant.
Right, over a mandolin. But yeah, it would be nice to hear him be able to pull out stuff like this. But even when they did that Page and Plant thing, he couldn't sing back in the day.
They got to stop putting these old guys on stage. They're all dropping like flies.
You know what?
Lionel Richie the other day, Rod Stewart passed out. Everyone's passing out. It's like, enough, you know? Leave these guys alone.
I know. Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie has the most enormous head of any human being that I've ever met. Like, there was a time where the station next to us was interviewing when he came in, and Lionel Richie's head, it was like an anvil on a toothpick.
Wow.
It was like him and John Travolta have the biggest heads. And I guess there's something to be said. Like, there's some sort of correlation with fame and how big your head is because people with huge heads are very famous. Jay Leno had a huge chin, but it made his head big.
Right.
One of the all-time, the huge head Hall of Fame.
It got bigger when they made the sculpture of it in that video.
Oh, yeah.
Hello video with
hello.
The clay. Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. He's blind and using his hands to.
He had a lot of clay.
Oh, right. Yes. It was very luxurious and very sexy. All right. What is Rich Ken and Christian Arcan? Here at Fenway Park, 937-WEEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. There is it is list season, and CBS Sports has come out with the top 100 NFL players of 2026. And, you know, if I were to ask you who was the highest ranked Patriot, 100 players in the NFL, who would you say?
I would think we'd Drake Bay without a question. No?
I would say you are not only wrong.
Ooh.
But you are way wrong.
Really?
As a matter of fact, Christian Gonzalez is the highest ranked.
Wow.
But if you had to guess where Drake May, a runner-up for MVP last year, remember?
Yes.
Runner-up for MVP.
I recall. Should have been the MVP if not for Pro Football Focus, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Put him fifth.
Yeah.
CBS Sports top 100 players of 2026. Where do you think
I mean, the way you're talking, I guess he's behind A.J. Brown then, too. I can't see
anybody. Just what number do you think?
What number, Patriot?
Of all the players in the league, the guy was the runner-up for MVP last year.
15.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
Wow.
40.
Lower.
Jeez.
He can't be lower than 50.
Lower.
Oh, my God. 60.
61.
Wow.
They put Drake May at number 61 of the top 100 players of 2026. And here is their justification. He finished second in MVP voting in his second season, leading the Patriots to the Super Bowl. He threw 31 touchdown passes and just 8 interceptions, but he didn't play well in the postseason. And they moved him from the second in the MVP to number 61.
Wow. Well, that's
how'd Josh Allen play in the playoffs, by the way? Yeah. You know, like how did Myles Garrett play in the playoff? Like why is that? Myles Garrett was number one, right?
Myles Garrett's number one. So I'll go through your top 10. Myles Garrett, number one. Matthew Stafford, number two. Josh Allen, number three. Ja'Marr Chase, number four. Didn't Joe Burrow, number five. Penei Sewell, number six. Patrick Mahomes, number seven.
Didn't make it.
Justin Jefferson, number eight. Number nine, Puka Nacua. And Lamar Jackson, number 10.
Didn't make the playoffs either.
Yep. Well,
I mean, he was hurt, but still.
But listen, he did. It better to not make the playoffs than do bad in the playoffs.
That's amazing.
This list is insane.
Prisco. I like Pete Prisco, but this is crazy.
So this is Prisco's list.
Yeah.
Well, see, that kind of makes sense. He's a bit of a... If you're going to do a list, you need somebody to talk about the list, so you need to do a few controversial things, right? So this is probably tweaking Boston on purpose.
But 61.
Well, that'll do it.
There's tweaking, and then there's brain damage.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. He's behind Jordan Love and Jared Goff.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because the highest-ranking Patriots, I said, was Christian Gonzalez, and he's at number 29. Okay, I mean, listen, that sounds about right. 29 sounds pretty good. But I'm looking at guys here that they have ahead of... They've got Quentin Nelson, like, ahead of...
Quentin,
what's up, man? Lane Johnson at 41. Lane Johnson, geez, he's like 36, and he's 41. He's 20 spots higher than Drake May. Lane effing Johnson at 36 years old.
Pete loves Lyman.
They got Dak at 43. Let's see, Derrick Henry at 45. Hang on, I want to see. Yeah, Drake May is the second highest ranked Patriot, and he's at 61.
Okay.
But the next, A.J. Brown is at 64.
Where's Mahomes?
Mahomes is like 7.
Top 10, yeah.
Yeah, like he's like number 7.
I mean, which is fine. Like, if I were to do my top quarterbacks entering this year, I would do Allen 1, Mahomes 2, Drake May 3. And it's all pretty close. And then you have to put Burrow in there and probably Lamar, even though he's, you know, been silent lately, and then Stafford.
Do we know what Burrow is, though?
No.
See, that's the thing.
I don't think you have to put Burrow anywhere.
I don't think I've seen enough consistency with him. Mahomes, I love Ted's take that we have seen the best of Mahomes.
Right.
Because
and he might not start the year too. That's not a fait accompli. So you know, by the time the Patriots get them, he'll be back in, I'm sure. But torn ACL, that's not a lock that he's going to start the season.
Boy, this is.
How could you have Jordan Love ahead of him?
No, that's just
right.
Jordan Love like misses every season with injury. Like he ends up not being able to finish seasons.
Yeah, I'm looking through this list and it's pretty offensive.
Like Jordan Love, I would put Sam Darnold ahead of Jordan Love. I would put. Nick's ahead of Jordan Love. I put Trevor Lawrence ahead of Jordan Love.
Herbert.
I don't love Herbert, so he's down on my list, but I get it.
May and Herbert are only two apart. It goes Drake May 61, Chris Jones 62, which I think is also low, and Herbert 63.
Do me a favor, Stiz or Jackson, if you're listening, can you put in that clip you just sent me? That is awesome. While we're doing that, let's go to Kyle and Lowell. Kyle, line two, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Kyle?
So I want to talk to you guys about this season with the Celtics. I mean, it's absolutely just an absolute F-fest by Brad Stevens. I mean, before the year, you look at the roster, this team has zero chance to win it all. They were built to do exactly what they did, be a front-running team in the regular season and have no chance in the postseason. The year before, you have Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, all these additional pieces, you unload them. There's no better year than to tank for one quick year with Tatum and you tell him don't come back, even if Jaylen Brown has unbelievable numbers, and you don't make the playoffs or you're an 8-7 seed, you have a better chance of getting in the lottery or a top 10 pick in a loaded draft or with a higher draft pick to be able to bundle with Jaylen Brown at the end of the year and build for the future rather than
have a great regular season for Jermaine Wiggins to be happy about and have no chance in the playoffs with this roster. They never had a chance before the season, and that's on nobody but Brad Stevens. It's not on Jaylen Brown, even though he's a piss-fest baby, for being mad on now. It's not on Missoula because he made this team play way better than they should have and got to second place somehow with them. And it's damn sure not on Tatum for them forcing him back on a season he never should have touched the floor. This is exactly what was going to happen with a dumb plan they did.
Yeah, Kyle, and thank you for the call. I mean, there's a couple
straight
things I'll
disagree.
Well, the one thing out of a couple things I'll disagree with him on is I don't think that Tatum was forced back. I think Tatum said, I'm feeling good. I can play. And sure enough, he looked great for a while. He did. Now, whether or not they didn't, I guess, put him in a regimen that would keep him fresh for the playoffs.
Even in the playoffs, he looked good. The games one and two, correct me if I'm wrong, Arcan, that we were talking about like vintage Tatum.
Yep, he did.
He had some strong games early in the postseason.
Yeah, he did. He looked good. And there was times right after he came back where he had lots of rebounds and was shooting. They didn't shoot super efficiently, but they let him shoot and they let him get his rhythm back. And it seemed like, yeah, okay, well, now that these two guys are playing together, watch out everybody, especially the Sixers. And, you know, he was that. The thing about it is like, Jason Tatum was also there when they lost games 5 and 6, right? He wasn't there for game 7.
Right.
But he was part of 2/3 of that collapse, too. So sure, it's like this idea that, well, you know, he couldn't play in game 7, but he's the guy to keep, and there's no reason to think otherwise. He was part of that. He was part of every big collapse this team's ever had. And he's also, it's not the first time he's tapped out either. You know, he tapped out against the Warriors. He had an injury in that one. He's had injuries end playoff series before, which, again, I'm not, you know, going to say it's the worst thing in the world, but it's not the first time that's happened.
Well, there is a ex-Celtic who is coming out and saying, you can blame all of this on Brad Stevens. And we will play that. We'll be back in 2 minutes, right back. We're not going anywhere. And in 2 minutes, we'll play that for you because it's pretty damn good.